ceremony, I speak in the name of the living God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. The Royal Ballet School, 10 days ago, released a promotional film designed to showcase the healthy dancer program designed for the students in their care. The wide-ranging provision includes a large team of physiotherapists, nutritionists, counselors, Pilates teachers, and many others, all with the aim of providing the best health care in the world for young elite athletes destined to become the members of internationally renowned companies, and who will be equipped to do so because they're formed as healthy, resilient, and happy individuals, strong, determined, and powerful. The second Sunday after Lent can feel like the morning after New Year's Day. Resolutions have already been broken. There's a vague sense of failure, and we feel a long way from resilient and determined. Lent is our yearly opportunity to consider the nature of a healthy faith and an effective Christian life. How can we use this time to become healthier, more resilient, and determined followers of Jesus Christ? As a young dancer sets out on a new life as part of the Royal Ballet School, there is probably, alongside a sense of promise, hope, and excitement, also some anxiety about whether or not they will succeed. They have been chosen, but the journey ahead is long and arduous. That is just how it is for all who seek to follow God's call. All are chosen, as it was for Abraham, called by God to be a pioneer without very much understanding of what that would involve, and also with an acute sense of his own inadequacy, since God had left him childless. God's word came to him as reassurance and promise. "Do not be afraid, Abraham. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great." "Do not be afraid" is one of the most recurring verses in Scripture. As Christians, we will be anxious from time to time about whether or not we're up to the mark, whether we can hang on to our faith in difficult and dark times, whether we're strong enough to resist temptation. God speaks that same word to us: "Do not be afraid." A healthy dancer has learned to trust the teacher, the counselor, and the whole team sustaining him or her. A healthy Christian is someone who has learned and continues to learn to trust God. Deepening trust is not about pretending, but is rooted in being honest about how we feel, about the fears, uncertainties, and doubts with which we live, deliberately naming them in prayer before God, and having named them to remain quiet, seeking God's presence, and maybe spending 10 minutes or so silently repeating God's words of commitment to us in Christ, which are a promise of faithful presence with us. "I am with you always to the end." To the end of present troubles, yes. To the end of our life, yes. To all eternity, yes. "I am with you. Do not be afraid." As the dancer moves toward center stage to embody the music of the ballet, trusting in all that they have received through their training, so the Christian moves forward, trusting in the strength and love of God, about whom she or he has learned to trust in all the varied circumstances of life. Canon Paul also reminded us a few weeks ago that prayer and trust in Jesus is not about the instant removal of problems in difficult circumstances. It is about trust in a loving, faithful, ever-present God. It is about developing as a healthy Christian. Of course, a dancer is not primarily a soloist, although some may be, but a member of a community. The beauty of the dance may be expressed in solo movement from time to time, but the richness of the performance relies on the corps de ballet, who sustain and enhance the whole. So it is with the Christian. We are not solo performers, but members of a community, the body of Christ, called, equally valued, and precious to God. It really matters that we realize the importance and value of one another. How can we help to deepen not only our own discipleship, but also the life of this community of faith during this Lent? In other words, how can we echo St. Paul's prayer for my brothers and sisters whom I love and long for, my joy and crown? Are we a joy to one another? How can we strengthen the bonds between us in Christ? Maybe that's even a fearsome thought. Perhaps cathedral worship appeals because it doesn't demand too much relationship. Do not be afraid. God is patient with us, and we can choose to be patient with one another, carefully and sensitively building relationships. Perhaps it would be good to try a few new things this Lent to strengthen our life together. Speak to someone whom you don't know, or introduce yourself to one of the clergy to whom you have not spoken before. Why not think of something which you really appreciate about this cathedral and community, and say thank you to the person responsible? Ask someone to a coffee or a meal whom you've been thinking about for a while. Currently, there are some ongoing discussions about pastoral care in this community and the challenge that each of us have responsibility for the care of one another. Sometimes it is difficult to know one another. And how can we pray for one another, value one another, discern and celebrate our unique gifts and qualities if we don't even make efforts to know one another, or to disclose just a tiny bit of who we are and of our own experience to someone else? How can we become this Lent more like a ballet company, together producing something beautiful for God, expressed through the quality of our relationships? Dame Ninette de Valois founded the Royal Ballet School, which has in turn produced many famous dancers, perhaps the most recent, I suppose, being Dame Darcy Bustle. These stand as role models for the young students of today. And as Christians, we need to have and to be role models. St. Paul encourages his hearers to join in imitating me and observe those who live according to the example you have in us. Who is your example? Is there a person for you, either living or departed, who exemplifies the love, wisdom, graciousness, patience, and self-giving nature of Jesus? Do those of us who are grandparents realize how much of a role model we are for our grandchildren? Whereas they will almost certainly at some time dismiss their parents as out of touch or annoying, they will see us as interesting, maybe idiosyncratic, probably, but also immensely valuable. What are we showing them of Jesus Christ? Whenever you look for a model or think of a model or an example, do not raise them to the status of perfection. St. Paul's readers would no doubt have been only too well aware of his imperfections as well as of his example. But think carefully about who you admire. What characteristics and qualities are so striking that you would like to have them too? It is a fact that people we admire are actually people who are in some ways similar to ourselves. That may be difficult to believe, but we actually have the same capacity as they have. And whatever it is that we admire in them, we can be like them. Seek wisdom about whom you can use and to whom you can be a healthy role model of a Christian. Maybe you would like to talk to somebody about that, which is why we have offered spiritual conversations. Perhaps you need some time to think about it. Well, there's still next Sunday when you might come and speak to somebody about being a model of Jesus for someone else or about your own struggles and difficulties which make you fearful. Of course, it takes years to train a dancer and a lifetime to develop a healthy, resilient, and joyful Christian. We're not in for a sprint, but a marathon. We're committed to the long haul. We need to develop that same determination to stick at our Christian vocation, which Jesus showed in the face of outright hostility from the Pharisees, whose aim was nothing less than to drive him out of town. At that very hour, some Pharisees came and said to Jesus, "Get away from here. Herod wants to kill you." But Jesus has none of it. "Listen," he says, "I am casting out demons and performing cures today and tomorrow and on the third day." Paul likewise exhorts his hearers to stand firm. Jesus found those resources to keep moving forward in accordance with God's will because of the hours he spent alone with his Father in silence and prayer, entering ever more deeply into an awareness of God's trustworthy love for him, a trust which was tested to the very depths on the cross. We too may benefit from those times of deep silence when we seek to engage in the deep heart of the love of God, receiving so much that we need of affirmation and encouragement. But Jesus also needed his community, his disciples, who were just like us, sometimes faithful, sometimes unfaithful. With them, he set his face on the journey towards Jerusalem. Being a Christian is not always easy, although arguably it's easier for us than for our many brothers and sisters across the world who are tormented and persecuted for their faith. But being a Christian can be a tough choice. It may separate us from our family or change the course of our life, what work we do, where we live, how we spend our money. The sub-dean reminded us last week, it is nothing less than willingly entering into that pattern of death and resurrection, which is the pattern of Christ. A ballet company will have its day. The Christian life is the journey to eternity. Let us pray together this Lent to dare not to be afraid, but to learn to trust more deeply in God's presence and love, and move towards one another in affirmation and encouragement, and steadily to follow the faithfulness of Jesus as our role model, and by the power of the Spirit, to become more like